It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. And coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Much love and many thanks to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. Thank you for being here. I'll be hanging out with you for the next 4 hours. This is when the show gets started every single weekday. This time, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I might be in Atlanta, Georgia, but thank you so much to our super producer and host. He's in New York City. His name is Ryan Hickey. Happy Wednesday. It's hump day. It's my time to get you over the hump. That's exactly what I'm going to do. Every single Wednesday, I bring you a new top six list. We're going to do that 2 hours from now, inspired by Jerry Jones. We're going to take a look at some of the most outrageous, outlandish media outbursts that you've ever seen or heard. We got that coming 2 hours from now. Victor Wembanyama says a lot of these NBA players are much lazier than he ever would have thought. What a shock, right? Not really. The New York Mets, they're in action in Queens tonight. The New York Mets trying to take a 2-1 series lead against the Los Angeles Dodgers in the National League Championship Series. Travis Hunter says, I deserve the Heisman. College football coach salaries going through the roof. Mike McCarthy still has a job. I guess Jerry Jones kept to his word. And nobody got traded today in the NFL. Well, if anybody did get traded, they're not worth talking about. Let's just go ahead and put it that way. Yesterday was a busy day. Today, a little quieter. Just a little bit. You want to holler at me? It's simple. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. You can find me online. I am everywhere at JR Sport Brief. You can always listen to this show on the free Odyssey app, on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. If you have SiriusXM, it's channel 158. And if you have a smart speaker, ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network, and you do not miss a minute. You do not miss a second. Hanging out with me? Ryan Hickey, how are you, man? You good on this Wednesday?
I am doing well, JR. Doing well, yes.
Okay, New York Mets, they get going in 2 hours from now. You're going to be okay 2 hours from now?
Yes, they're going to win tonight.
Okay. You got some money on the game?
No,
like, what happened?
No. I'm not a gambler. I'm a sore loser. So if the Mets were to lose, and then on top of the emotional frustration I feel, I also have a monetary loss as well. No, couldn't do that.
Don't need it. Okay.
Do not need that.
Understood, man. Understood. I hear you. Let's see what these New York Mets do 2 hours from now. I think so. Home game, might as well, right? Might as well get it. Series tied, 1-1. We'll keep you up to date on that game as it gets underway. And as I said, nobody got traded. Hickey, nobody got traded, right? Nobody important?
I think you said it perfectly. If anyone did get traded, we're not worth mentioning.
Yeah, who cares? Sorry. Yeah, who cares? Sorry. Devontae Adams gets moved to the New York Jets. Amari Cooper gets moved to the Buffalo Bills. So many conversations. And we had the talk last night on the air. Now that the wide receivers are in the AFC East, you know, who's in the lead? Who's in command? Who has the best odds to go out there and compete, not just for the division, but for a championship? And I think right now the Buffalo Bills, obviously with a 4-2 record, they got Tennessee up next. They can maybe punch a ticket to 5-2. The Buffalo Bills are well-equipped to go on another run. Keon Coleman, who they just drafted, I mean, he is what he is. He looks like a solid number two receiver. But Amari Cooper coming in, he becomes the numero uno. And so there's so many conversations that are being had right now about, you know, we're a third of the way through the season. Just had two major trades yesterday. You got the trade deadline coming down on November 5th. It's like, oh, well, who's in the lead? Well, first of all, we know the top teams. I really don't think it's changed all that much when you take a look at teams who can go out there and be Super Bowl contenders. I don't care if Rashee Rice's leg fell off. Okay? As long as Patrick Mahomes is back there throwing a damn football, the Kansas City Chiefs are going to be a Super Bowl contender. They're trying to go out there and be the first to do it 3 times in a row. And then the New York Jets, come on now. They're the other team that had a big trade outside of the Buffalo Bills. And let's be honest, they're a train wreck. They're a soap opera. I don't know if Days of Our Lives still comes on or General Hospital. Hickey, do they still exist?
Oh, yeah, they definitely do.
They do?
Yes. People are watching.
Oh, on television? Like, how can I watch it? I don't know.
Oh, yeah, on TV, middle of the day, cable.
No, not cable. Days of Our Lives and General Hospital used to come on like NBC, ABC, right?
Yeah, isn't that cable? Am I wrong about that? What's cable?
Excuse me?
Network? Oh, okay. You're right. Network TV. Yes. My apologies.
Ask me what? You don't know what an answer. You know, there was a time where there was no cable, right?
I have a cable in my apartment.
A cable?
Yeah.
Cable box.
Cable box.
Uh huh. Until they tell you it's going to be discontinued, then you got no choice.
Right.
Well, cable boxes still exist, and cable boxes are soon to be relics, just like Aaron Rodgers. Who, because he is a member of the New York Jets, there's a hope that they can win a championship. But there's also an understanding that they might sink sooner than later. We heard Aaron Rodgers yesterday on Pat McAfee. He spoke to the media today directly as a part of a scrum. And Aaron Rodgers said, it is a dream come true to be reunited with Devontae Adams. Listen to this.
I never thought this was possible, so... having him here and then the ability to pair him with a budding superstar in Garrett Wilson, like, that's a pretty special combination.
Oh, okay. All right. Are you going to tank it? Are you going to go, I don't know, smoke in an organ? What are you going to do? No idea. None. This man, Aaron Rodgers, I don't know if this is a good thing or a bad thing. He took a look at the roster that the New York Jets currently have. And he compared it to the 2011 Packers roster. The one that went, 15-1 and ended up losing to the New York Giants. As Aaron Rodgers was out there throwing a rock around to some of his favorite wide receivers that we mentioned yesterday, guys like Jordy Nelson and Greg Jennings, who hates his guts, James Jones, Donald Driver. They lost. They lost in the postseason. Who wants to go 15-1 and just choke at the end? But I guess Aaron Rodgers was just looking at the names on the back of the jerseys. He says, man, we could be like those guys, except for hopefully not losing.
There's always been kind of this gold standard, which is this picture from Sports Illustrated from 2011. And the guys in the picture, you know, it was Jordy Nelson, Greg Jennings, Donald Driver, James Jones, Randall Cobb was our fifth. As a rookie, Jermichael Finley, that was, you know, a pretty incredible group of skilled players, you know, with Donald's pedigree and how many years he went over 1,000, and Greg Jennings and what he did in Green Bay, and Jordy Nelson and what he accomplished, and Randall Cobb being like a rookie and our fifth receiver, and James Jones, you know, who had such a prolific career for us, and Jermichael, who arguably the best tight end that we had during our time. That was always kind of held up as a standard. This is, you know, a really nice skill set as well.
That team went to the playoffs and lost. Like, if that's what the hell you're reaching for, then no thanks. No thank you. Yeah, let's actually hear from the Buffalo Bills, the team that doesn't make noise. They don't make noise anymore now that Stephon Diggs is gone. He's in Houston. They just ball out, and Amari Cooper, he ain't going to make no noise. Sean McDermott said, I am glad to have this dude in the building.
On paper is one thing, right? At the end of the day, can the person playing help us? That's really what we're here to see over the next couple of days. And I would hope that the answer to all of that is yes. And, you know, going up against Amari and having a ton of respect for him and his game. But again, it's, you know, we have players in the building that we are already confident in, and he'll fit into that equation, and we'll get him integrated, and excited to see, you know, how quickly he can get up to speed here.
Yeah, the more the merrier. Come on now. More weapons you have, the better. We walked through it yesterday. Guys like Dawson Knox and Kincaid and Keon Coleman out there as well. Amari Cooper joining the group. Khalil Shakir. They got enough guys to score some points. It'll also help out Mr. You-Know-Who in the run game, because Josh Allen, hopefully he doesn't have to run as much. And we all know about the unfortunate injury Cook missed the last game. Shout outs to the Georgia Bulldogs. But we know, I told you, we know who the top teams are. Kansas City Chiefs, Baltimore Ravens still have to get over the hump. The Buffalo Bills have to get over the hump. Pittsburgh is playing games with their quarterback. They ain't winning no championship. Houston, are the Texans still fresh enough? They're probably still too young. Hickey, are people really saying that the Commanders might surprise people? What is that? They would be lucky if they got to the postseason. They would be lucky, but that might be the max.
Yeah, there's a lot of belief early on in what the Commanders are doing. Yeah, I'm with you in terms of Super Bowl. That seems pretty nuts. How about let's just try to make the playoffs at 4-2 and maybe win what is an open division. But yeah, in terms of being on the top tier in the NFC, no.
Yeah, everybody, you got to crawl before you walk. You know any babies that walked before they crawled?
No, not one.
No? Now, you know there's probably a bunch that exist, right?
You think?
Well,
pop out of the womb and just boom, all of a sudden you're on twos?
You don't have to pop out the womb. You can be out of the womb and you could immediately stand and walk and not crawl. Yeah, I think so. I think there's some babies that have done it, yeah.
Okay, well, I'd love to meet them. Maybe it could be the next athlete. I mean, that seems pretty promising, you know, a next star player, sprinter.
Be better than LeBron's kid, right?
Oh, at least.
Yes. What did he miss? Another 5 shots yesterday? 1 for 5, 1 for 6? Oh, man. Where's this? We can talk about him later, but where's his? Is his confidence shot? Is he distraught? He's not this bad, right? We don't know. Nobody knows, but what do you think?
High school is one thing, so I guess we'll say in recent time, I've not seen any times when he's been good.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, is he this bad? Well, ask the question on the reverse. Was he ever good?
Oh, damn. McDonald's All-American, right? He had to be good.
Is that more the name? I have no idea. I didn't watch him in high school. The competition he's playing against, I don't know. How much is that name star power versus actual production?
Well, what is he? He's 6 feet, 6'1". He could play wide receiver in the league if he doesn't mind getting hit. Anyway, good luck to Bronny James. Sorry to bring you up. Toddler walking is better than Bronny James right now. Anyway, all these teams, contenders, look, it's the same teams. Minnesota, nah, sorry. And Sam Darnold is not the guy. If they win, good for them. Atlanta, I don't know. Maybe we get lucky this year. Kirk Cousins, but we still don't have a pass rush. Doesn't matter who we brought in from anywhere. We still stink in that regard. And then how about this? People don't talk about them, this team, because, well, Christian McCaffrey is still out. God bless Ricky Pearsall. This man got shot on August 31st, and he's already out here getting ready to practice. I think the 49ers are still Super Bowl contenders. They're Super Bowl contenders. People are concerned about the Lions without Aiden Hutchinson. I'm not. Their defense has improved. Of course, they're going to miss him. The Lions, right now, they have the number one scoring offense in the entire NFL at 30 points a game. The offense is going to keep them alive. The offense is going to keep them in games. And I still think the defense, I still think they'll be okay. You know, nobody gets better removing an Aiden Hutchinson or removing a T.J. Watt or a Myles Garrett. You don't get better. But you can still try to hold down the fort. Kyle Shanahan, 49ers head coach. He says, you know what? The Chiefs used to play them in the Super Bowl, don't win, doesn't matter. Anything that ever happens against them, it doesn't matter. We still have to go out there and try to win. Listen to this.
Yeah, I think everyone understands that we've lost the 2 Super Bowls to them. So, I mean, that can give a little post-traumatic stress when you turn on the tape, but I think that's human nature. But you got to make sure you don't get caught up in that. You know, this game has nothing to do with past games. That was last year. We're playing a really good AFC opponent. We're 500 right now. We want to stay atop of our division and get a win. You think about that stuff going into it, but in terms of what it plays out in a game, it really has no correlation, and you try to make sure that it doesn't.
Yeah, you can watch a Super Bowl rematch. That's the late game on Fox. America's Game of the Week. Hickey, Tom Brady will be in that game, right? He'll be calling that game.
Absolutely.
Uh-huh. Maybe I'll have to listen to what he says this time. I don't know. So I have no choice. He's going to praise Patrick Mahomes. He's going to praise Brock Purdy. And I don't. We should have a good game here. 2 teams. I still think San Francisco, they're contenders, even without Christian McCaffrey. They're just buying time until this guy shows up. I don't care what their record is right now at 3-3. And then we got another team. This is one team that I do not believe in. Sorry. We have another team that's been brought up as a potential contender. Maybe they could turn things around, but not when their head coach is a goofball. That's Nick Sirianni and the Eagles. Sorry. I think after Mike McCarthy and Doug Peterson, he's probably going to be the next dude to get shown the door from his organization. These Eagles have a 3-2 record. They just beat the Browns, whoop-de-freaking-do. They got the New York Giants next. At least the Eagles will go 4-2, but don't let that be fool's gold. Because Nick Sirianni is learning public lessons by chastising the fans and not having a great relationship with his quarterback. And God bless them, they got all their talent back. A.J. Brown is healthy. Devontae Smith is healthy. Everybody is good. Saquon is out there. Nick Sirianni is going to screw this up. Just you wait on it. And so with all the controversy, him dissing fans and not knowing how to shut up and mind his business or have a relationship with his guy or cry, whatever the hell Nick Sirianni is doing, he says, I just try to show up to work and do my job and ignore everybody else. Listen to this man.
If I'm focusing on things that I can't control, then I can't do my job is to get, if I want these guys to get better every single day, I better work on getting better every single day. And sometimes that getting better is, you know, it's always about admitting your mistakes, whether it's after a game, whether it's during the game, whether it's something you did at practice. And so that's my only focus and my only goal.
Man, this guy, he's digging his own hole. Not because of anything he said right there, but because of his behavior just a couple of days ago with the fans in Philly and his press conferences. Hickey, could you imagine Nick Sirianni and Mike McDaniel in one room having a conversation?
Oh, my. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Be a lot of air sucked out of that room.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. A word? How many words do they fit in a minute? I don't know. 200 words a minute each?
Well, Sirianni would fit. McDaniel would start the sentence. And then in the pauses he has, Sirianni will probably fill that with like 200 words. Then McDaniel will follow up with like 3 words. Then Sirianni for another 150. It'd be a lot.
Yeah, well, it'd be a room that I wouldn't want to be in. Let's go ahead and put it that way. Oh, yeah. And by the way, if you haven't realized, that's another team that is not winning a championship. Sorry and apologies to all the Dolphin fans. We got the usual suspects. And then we have the next tier of teams that are trying to get to that next level. 49ers. Lions, Chiefs, Bills, Texans are probably underneath there, Minnesota. This is where it is for championship contention. Everybody else, including the New York Jets, y'all are just pretenders. I got the Bills over the Jets. I hope I'm wrong, but I got more confidence in the Bills. Less of a circus, less of a sideshow. And let's see if the Jets' 40-year-old, almost 41-year-old quarterback can stay healthy. This guy's been getting rocked. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll see if anybody gets traded. I know I'm going to be here. You know what? Speaking of injuries, we will talk about a quarterback. I think this guy seeks out injuries while playing football. I think he's trying to hurt himself. I'm going to tell you who it is on the other side of the break because he is returning. We're just getting warmed up. Congratulations. This is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Right before we went to break, you know, we took a look at things the third of the way through the NFL season, looked at the trades that went down yesterday and established, you know, which teams are legitimate contenders. It really hasn't changed. Still look at the Lions, the 49ers, even without Christian McCaffrey, the Bills, the Ravens, the Chiefs, and then slot everybody else underneath them in. And then there's a whole lot of other teams that you can basically ignore. Like this team. They represent Indianapolis. It's the Colts. Indianapolis Colts. Well, we got quite a few bits of injury news. Let's start off here. Anthony Richardson is back. The man who plays quarterback like a tank. Like he's seeking pain. Like he's trying to inflict pain upon the opposition. And the pain gets inflicted upon him. It's like his own coach is trying to inflict pain on the guy. He's returning after that oblique injury. He's returning after getting his head smashed into the ground. He's returning to complete 50% of his passes. He's returning to throw interceptions. He's returning, I hope, not to get hurt or injured again. But this athletic freak and marvel, he is a glutton. He is a sucker for punishment. Anthony Richardson, this man spoke today. Next up for the Indianapolis Colts, the awful Miami Dolphins led by Tyler Huntley. They just came off of a bye week. Good for them. No, they're waiting on week 8, hoping that Tua Tagovailoa can come back and save something. Probably not. No, the Dolphins season is past being saved. But Anthony Richardson, he spoke to the media earlier today, and he says, I feel a lot better. Good.
I'm able to move, better, without any worries. Just confident in all of the movements, throwing the ball, confident with that. And then just running around out there at practice, I'm confident with all that. So I'll probably say that's the biggest difference.
Okay. All right. I'm sure. You miss something, you can't participate, you can't play. While he was gone, if they didn't win this game, they should just disappear. Indianapolis Colts just beat the Tennessee Titans. Week before that, they lost to Jacksonville. And now Anthony Richardson is back. Joe Flacco had a big game, and then he had like a quiet game this past week. Joe Flacco needs some rest. Hickey, you think his kids were keeping him up?
Probably. They're pretty young, right?
Wait.
Joe needs his Washington.
Wait. Does he even see his family during the season? Come on now.
I don't know. I guess I didn't think about that. I guess they're not in Indy, right? Would they? I don't know.
Why? Well, just so he could retire and move to a different city every year? Like, what are we doing that for, right?
Oh, I didn't really think about that. I guess you're right. That is tough.
Damn.
Man, that's tough.
Is it really? Joe Flacco probably has a condo. He's living by himself and FaceTimes his kids and lets his wife deal with all 20 of them.
So that's why he doesn't retire.
Ah, okay. I think we found out. He's the opposite of Philip Rivers, who wants to coach all 50 of his kids and, still playing a league. I don't know. Yeah,
wow. So I guess, do you think taking a beating is better than being a father?
Well, when he gets home, he just says, I hurt. Leave me alone. Right. Like, okay. You see this house? I bought it. You see that food? It's my money. That electricity is mine. At minimum, leave me alone. My back hurts. Do you want to know why my back hurts? Here, look at this. Look. Yeah, that happened to me last week. A month ago, 3 months ago, my back still hurts. Leave me alone. Right? He got justification. He has an excuse.
Yeah, kids can't fight back on that. You can't push kids back and say, well, Dad. But, he's got the trump card.
Kids, his wife. Get the kids, the wife.
I guess you're right.
Hickey, do you know how many people listening to us right now are in their cars? Driving back home going,
That's over here, right?
Yeah. pulling into that driveway and just sitting in the car.
Please let me hit this red light.
Yeah.
Let me sit in traffic.
Yeah. You know how many people are just going, just going home somewhere where they're just like, damn, I got to look at them again. Yeah, so look, if you're Joe Flacco and you need the excuse, getting smacked around by 300-pound dudes who can split you in half is a good way. And by the way, what is he making? He's making $10 million to be a backup intermittent starter, right?
It's not bad money.
Not bad for Joe Flacco. Hickey, I feel bad. There's certain teams, you look at the quarterbacks that they have, and I know you're a Colts fan. I look at Anthony, I don't believe in him. I feel like he's going to have half of the career. And less of the success, much less of the success that Cam Newton had.
It is early on trending that way, which is very frustrating. It's very frustrating because at least all I want to have at the end of the day is an answer. Is he good? Is he bad? Can he be a franchise quarterback or do the Colts have to look elsewhere?
Can't last.
And this, I mean, I know it's part of the answer is, right, availability is your best ability. So if he can't play, what's the point? But I mean, maybe I'm an idiot. I'm holding out hope. But my goodness, I just would rather see him fail on the field than fail because he can't stay healthy.
Nah, bro. Yeah. I think it's going to be the latter. I don't think you'll ever see an opportunity or a chance unless he wants to throw the ball. And I mean, his completion percentage, and yes, it's a smaller sample size, having only played four games this year, but throwing six interceptions and three touchdowns is an awful a ratio to have. You think about the 50% completion percentage. What is he doing? Like, is he just trying to challenge everybody and run? And then he's like, oh, I got to bail out. I got to throw the ball. Like, that's what it boils down to. And so if that's his ideology as a QB, he's cooked. What would be your best case scenario? Because by the time we get quarterbacks into the NFL right now, the way the league is, and I know everybody talks about how things have been dumbed down and everybody is running a college-style offense, but you kind of know whether or not you got a guy or you don't. And yeah, there's still the Sam Darnolds and the Geno Smiths, guys who played for the Jets and had to suffer for a few years. But ultimately, you look at the Jaden Daniels, you look at the C.J. Strouds, and you just go, oh, we got something. We got something out the gate. The development period is gone. And so don't you look at Anthony Richardson and go, well, what is there to develop into? What, is he going to learn how to not hit somebody? What is he going to learn?
Oh, in the hope he develops into Josh Allen.
Oh, my God. No,
a version similar. Because Allen was the same way as a rookie and as an early young player. I mean, well, he's still reckless with his body.
Was he this hurt? No.
No. No, he's been much more durable, but he has been reckless. He's not gotten hurt, to his credit.
He was.
So you hope that, you know, Allen eventually became a little bit more reined in. I mean, you hope that Richardson can, you know, one, stay healthy, first of all, but then kind of smooth out some of those rough edges. And he has the talent to be one of the better. He has the talent to be one of the best quarterbacks in the league. Can you get there and stay healthy?
Yeah, physical traits, yes. I would agree. Yeah. Look, this man is going to end up being a backup quarterback on, like, the Raiders. After the Raiders draft their future franchise QB. That's Anthony Richardson. And then the Colts will be looking for a quarterback, too. That,
maybe Arch Manning season, 2026?
Oh, that'd be... What, bruh, could you imagine?
That would be pretty cool.
Oh, my God.
That would be cool. Man, imagine that.
Manning to Man... Could you imagine... What? You think of... See, that's the type of stuff that the NFL would have to, how do you say it? You'd have to rig it. You have to rig the system for that. Like, that's a moneymaker. This is a money-making business. You know, this is not the NBA draft. NBA draft, many times, people say that it's rigged. But in this regard, you got to rig the system, man. Manning the man. So what number does he, do you know what he wears now?
16.
Oh, okay. Of course. Whatever. 18 to 16? Is there like a wide receiver that wears 16 on a Colts or something?
There is. Ashton Doolin. So I guess we're going to have to change his number.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm sure that would happen pretty easy. Wow. That'd be a dream come true for a lot of folks. Manning to Manning. Hickey, at that point, I'd be a Colts fan. I think a little bit.
Welcome. I'll get you a nice Colts jersey. 16 Manning. Let's go.
No, I don't like the color.
What?
I don't like the...
They have a great
like
color scheme.
I don't like... What color blue is that?
Lighter blue?
Nah, I'm not a fan. Not a fan. Hey, good luck to Anthony Richardson. Let's see if this man can actually stay healthy against the Dolphins. And oh, by the way, miraculously, Davante Adams no longer has a hamstring issue now that he's a member of the New York Jets. He is all ready to go. A matter of fact, he was asked about it earlier today. Are you ready? Is your hamstring healed now that you've been traded? What's the deal?
Yeah, whatever a full load is, but definitely I'll be able to roll. I'll be feeling good right now and was running around today. We had a walk-through, jog-through practice today, but it was good. Felt good running around.
I'm sure it is, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like those college football players who get injured, get hurt, fall over, try to buy time instead of using up a timeout. Yeah, same old thing. Fakery. Something that is not fakery. Congratulations. Oh, so much to Nick Chubb, the man whose leg broke in, well, let's just say the wrong direction last year. This man is back practicing with the Browns. So at least if you want to find a silver lining with the Cleveland Browns, a man whose career looked like it ended last year is back to practicing and wrote a very nice letter to the fans in Cleveland, just showing his appreciation because that man's leg. Oh, my God. His leg bent the wrong way. It made the letter L towards his other kneecap. That's not good. Good luck to Nick Chubb in his recovery. There's silver lining for the Browns because everything else, as we know, is just crap. Yeah, all the way around, from the Haslams to Deshaun Watson. Sorry. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Hey, speaking of Cleveland, some guy named Aaron Judge came alive against the Cleveland Guardians last night. I don't know who put the battery in his back, but Aaron Judge, somebody finally told him that the postseason is here. The phone lines are open if you want to give me a holler. I am here, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We'll take a break. We'll talk about Aaron Judge, what prompted him to finally show up. And then at the top of the hour, speaking of showing up, Victor Wembanyama says a lot of these NBA players, they just show up and do the bare minimum. Wow. We'll get into all of it. It's the JR Sport Brief Show.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Right before we went to break, caught you up on some of the injury news in the NFL. Davante Adams, now that he's been traded to the New York Jets, he is miraculously healthy. He's going to be active and ready to go against the Steelers. Anthony Richardson, after two games missed with an oblique injury, got popped in the side, head hit the ground. This guy gets hit all the time. He's like a modern-day crash test dummy. He's going to be ready to go against the Miami Dolphins. Good for him. And then, in great news, he's not going to play, but Nick Chubb practiced for the first time for the Browns. Yes, even the Browns have found a way to have some good news. Good for them. Speaking of Cleveland, I did mention to you that we're in the middle of the American League Championship Series. The New York Yankees have a 2-0 series lead against the Cleveland Guardians. They have an opportunity to make it 3-0 tomorrow at about 5 p.m. local time in Cleveland. And one of the guys who helped contribute, put up some insurance runs, was Aaron Judge. Yeah, Aaron Judge had a 2-run home run last night, moving the lead up to 6-3 for the New York Yankees over the Guardians. That was the final score. Aaron Judge, the day before, he had a sacrifice fly to center. Last night, he had a home run that floated over the wall. He was 1-for-3, 3 RBIs. Let me tell you something. Heading into last night, looking at Aaron Judge, who's about to be a 2-time MVP, he's only been a 204 hitter in about 50 playoff games. Pathetic. Giancarlo Stanton has been hot. Heading into last night, this guy had a batting average of 368. That's not the giant that everybody expects to be hot for the Yankees in the postseason. Aaron Judge is feeling it. Everybody's excited in Yankee land. The Yankees are up 2-0. They got to win two more games to go back to the World Series, something they haven't done since 2009. Yeah, the great Yankees. No World Series, no championship. Aaron Judge. A matter of fact, let's add some excitement. Let's listen to the Yankees radio network. Hickey, is this going to be Sterling? Of course it is. He came back to work.
Of course, you know it.
This is Aaron Judge, 2-run bomb, making it 6-2 in the seventh.
Judge hits a high fly to center. Back goes Thomas on the track near the wall. She's gone! Aaron Judge hit the ball so high you wondered. It came down in Monument Park. It's a Judgeian blast. All rise. Here comes the Judge.
Oh, not as much enthusiasm as sometimes in the past. Hickey, do you think I could retire and come back in the playoffs? Will they let me do that?
Retire now and come back for what? Super Bowl week?
Yeah, I'll be back in February. You think they'll let me do that?
I'm not sure. Okay, I like the idea, though. Especially coming back to New Orleans, that'd be fun.
Oh, yeah. No, but I wouldn't go. I'd just do the show. Well, nah, it doesn't matter to me. Yeah, I guess it would. Hey, good,
if you
good idea.
Retire, you gotta go.
I don't know. It worked out for him. Hickey, they did a whole ceremony for the guy, and he came back. They gave him giant televisions. What else did they give him? A guitar? A rocking? Did they give him a rocking chair? That's Mariano Rivera. I'm mixing people up.
I think that's Rivera, I believe.
Well, you know, he's not the first guy to retire and, you know, make a return, right?
Right. And hot take, won't be the last.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. We haven't had an NFL player do that recently, have we? No.
I guess Gronk?
Oh, my God.
Right?
Yeah, 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 he is. He is. He's
but
the
it wasn't
last
that
guy.
Recently.
He won a championship.
He did?
He did. He was with Brady and won again.
Coming off the couch.
What a life. What a life. And now we know Tom Brady is gone, at least for good now. Am I okay? They're playing the same stupid commercial with Kawhi Leonard and the tip. Every time I look up, I go, Kawhi's playing basketball? No, and it's him again. What a variation. Hickey, that's a different commercial. Because Kawhi is getting ready for the tip-off against Anthony Edwards. Yesterday, it was Tatum. Why are they just swapping it? He doesn't play.
So he's healthy enough to record at least one, maybe two different commercials. Wow, that's shocking.
No, they're using the same photo, and then they put him up against somebody else in everything.
Smart.
Yeah, have one Kawhi shot, because you know he's not doing more than one more than one take. And they just swapping the opposition out with a different guy. Speaking of injuries and guys that doesn't play, that's the king of it, him and Joel Embiid. But anyway, Aaron Judge, he was healthy this year, healthy enough to play in the postseason. And he said last night, he said that home run you just heard from the retired guy, a retired announcer who came back, he says Monument Park, the ghost, snatched up the home run. Thank you.
Yeah, you never know on these windy, chilly nights what that ball's going to do when you hit the center here. But the ghosts were pulling it out there to Monument Park, that's for sure.
Okay, all right. What is that? Hickey, is that like Babe Ruth? You got an arm back there? I don't know, Lou Gehrig? Are they just is swinging things around? Like, how does that work?
Are they blowing on the ball to get it out?
I guess. I don't know. You know what I did see? Have you been in that club in right field at Citi Field yet? Have you been in there?
The speakeasy? No, I've not.
Oh,
have you?
God.
You
no.
got in there?
No, I haven't, but it keeps popping up, and I'm like, my God, I got to go. I got to go.
Apparently, it's like $25,000 a ticket.
Yeah, if you want to sit in the front row. If you want to sit in the second row, it's $20,000.
Wow. Okay, not bad.
Yeah. You're damn right it's not bad. Damn Skippy. Anyway, there's no ghost in Citi Field, just grimace and expensive seats. Aaron Boone. He says, come on now. I never doubted the other Aaron's ability. I think that guy's amazing. Listen to Boone big up his guy.
Always a matter of time with Aaron. I thought again, he had some good swings tonight. A big sack fly to extend the lead a little bit there when he was behind in the count off a pretty tough customer in Smith there.
All tough. This is what Aaron Boone gets paid for. Head cheerleader in charge. He's not even going to come out. I don't believe in this guy. Let's see what Aaron Judge does tomorrow. Is he going to get on one of those hot streaks? This is when it would really matter. Nobody cares about you cracking home runs every single game. It's kind of freakish when he does it. Do it in the postseason. Do it every other game. I get it. These are some of the best pitchers. You're not beating up on guys coming out of the bullpen. Even these bullpen guys now are crazy. Do it when it matters. Make the Yankee fans happy. Hickey, I feel even more confident now that they're up 2-0. We might have a Subway Series legitimately. I'm feeling more strongly about it now.
Where's your confidence if that does happen that it results in a Yankees Subway Series victory?
I would pick the Mets. Severino on the mound to close out his old team.
Oh, now we're uh-huh. talking.
You like
I
that,
like
right?
the sound of that.
Yeah. I'd be sad. I'd be disappointed. But I told you, I'm here for the stories first, Dick. I'm here for the stories first. Speaking of stories, is this the guy who calls up and he sounds like Peter Griffin?
Yes. Yes, it is.
All right. Paul is here from Rhode Island, 855-212-4227. You're on the JR Sportry Show. What's up, Paul?
My man, thank you for taking my call. Listen, I'm not going to disturb your show because I have no privilege. I'm unprivileged.
What?
But I'm going to tell you right now. What? The Yankees are going to make a scene this year. And I think I would give my union pension, shout out to all my union brothers for every trade. I'll tell you right now, I would love to see the Mets and the New York Yankees right down to the ball. I'm telling you. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. I love that.
Oh, whoa.
Jay, okay. I know you don't like me, but it's okay.
Why would I not like you? I don't know you.
Well, because here's the deal. Yeah. When I get snookered, I call your show. That gives you ratings.
Who? Snookered?
Snookered. So that means that I do what I want to do for where my wife and kids sleep, and I drink whatever I drink. But I never offensively disown you.
You know, I've never felt insulted. I got a show to run. Like right now, I got to go to break.
Go ahead.
I will. Thank you, Paul. I like that conversation. So polite. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. When we come back, this man doesn't get snookered or snickered. This man, he goes to work, is Victor Wembanyama. He can't believe other NBA players don't work as hard as him.